Hillam, KG, Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. On the same day that the Congressional Budget Office projects a $1.3 trillion federal deficit by the end of the year, President Obama is preparing to freeze spending. However, reaction on Capitol Hill has been tepid at best. We begin at the White House with ABC's Ann Compton.
Using not an axe, Sherry, but a scalpel, the president would trim only some domestic agencies like labor and the EPA.
That three-year freeze over the course of 10 years will save on the order of $250 billion.
Spokesman Robert Gibbs insists the Republican House leader asked the president to do this. More live from Capitol Hill and my colleague Vic Ratner. Vic?
And South Dakota's John Thune is among the Republicans openly doubtful about the president's proposed plan to freeze spending in some areas.
What we're seeing is a lot of show and a lot of rhetoric, not a lot of action, and maybe we'll see a little bit more follow-through when the president speaks tomorrow night.
Senators voted to reject a bipartisan effort to create a commission to make some of the hard choices about what to cut, Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner and Ann Compton. S&P Case Shiller says home prices are going up. They're still 30% below the market high in the spring of 2006. The Los Angeles City Council has voted today to shut down most of the city's medical marijuana dispensaries. In L.A., ABC's Alex Stone.
Over 1,000 medical marijuana dispensaries are up and running here in L.A. right now, but the City Council has approved an ordinance that would cap the number of dispensaries at 70, and they would have to be 1,000 feet away from schools, parks, and churches.
Nine ayes, three noes.
Okay, that is approved.
The mayor still has to sign the ordinance before it can take effect. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
State Department says the number of U.S. fatalities in the Haiti earthquake is nearing 100, but there are still about 4,000 Americans that are unaccounted for. Just before the close, the Dow was up 4 points and the NASDAQ was down 5. You're listening to ABC News.
Mom knew I needed calcium from day one. Turns out Mom was right. Because today, 80% of us don't get enough calcium from our food. And when we don't, our bodies can steal it from our bones. Caltrate, with advanced levels of vitamin D to help optimize calcium absorption, can help replenish the calcium we need. Which is why now I'm not just telling you, I'm telling my daughters, my sisters, my best friend's sisters, my aunts, give yourself and the people you love TLC. Tender Loving Caltrate. Use as directed.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in accounting, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Transportation Department has banned texting while driving for all bus drivers and truck drivers, effective immediately. Some, though, say that should be just the beginning.
The just-announced federal ban on texting while driving for truck and bus drivers is, according to one senator, just the ticket.
This is a giant step forward for safety on our roads.
But only one step, says Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York.
Another step is needed.
He wants White House support now for a bill of his own.
Which does the same thing for cars that they are now doing for trucks and buses.
Schumer's bill would mandate states to pass laws making texting while driving illegal for all drivers or lose a portion of their federal highway funds. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
There are a reported 2,000 tourists stranded by torrential rains at the ancient Peruvian ruins at Machu Picchu. Floods and mudslides have killed at least 4 people, and State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the government is trying to get people evacuated.
The embassy has also dispatched 4 helicopters to continue to try with the evacuation efforts. We have about an estimated 400 U.S. citizens there.
Can something as simple as scheduling recess at a certain time help lead to healthier kids? A new study suggests yes. Some schools say when they switched recess to before lunch, students ate less junk food, drank more milk, ate more fruits and veggies, and were better behaved. One reason, kids aren't rushing through lunch to get to recess. This is ABC News.
Know what made me see red? Burning red eyes. They didn't look healthy, and they didn't feel healthy. I knew it couldn't be healthy. Every time my eyes got this way, I got irritated. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand redness relief drops clear away redness with a fast-acting redness reliever and extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
Everything's looking better now.
Clear Eyes redness relief drops for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. Testimony in the trial over the constitutionality of a same-sex marriage ban here in California is expected to wrap up today. PG&E predicts more customers who are delinquent on their bills will have their power shut off once the utility completes the installation of the new smart meters. Critics say PG&E sees the new meters as a way to pressure delinquent customers to pay. And NASA's Mars rover Spirit will rove no more. The space agency says scientists have given up trying to free Spirit, which has been trapped in soft sand since April. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check. It's Terry Rouse.
In Castro Valley, Crow Canyon Road at Coldwater Drive, a head-on crash cleared from the roadway. CHP remains on scene. Some residual slowing there. Fremont, South 880 before Stevenson Boulevard. Solo overturn into the bushes. John Muir Health Urgent Care Centers have you covered by offering evening and weekend hours. Centers are located in Brentwood, Concord, Santa Ramona, Walnut Creek. Check for center hours at johnmuirhealth.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Still seeing some rain in parts of the Bay Area, but Lloyd Lindsay Young says it'll be partly sunny later this afternoon. Dense fog tomorrow morning and then partly sunny for tomorrow afternoon. It's 51 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. I want to talk about this ADE 651 story. When I saw it in the news, I just decided I wasn't going to do it because I didn't imagine it the way it really is. This is that device that supposedly will easily detect bombs. And the British here, I can't get a fix on whether Americans have bought into this, have just spent millions and millions of dollars on these things. They're $40,000 a piece, right? And they detect bombs. This story is almost identical to one we did about 8 years ago, where a sheriff's department in a couple of states, the sheriffs and the drug people would buy this device that you just wave by kids' lockers in the high school, and it will detect drugs. It was nonsensical. It was a ripoff. It was a fraud. It was just taking advantage of the fact that many people are not based in objective thinking and scientific thinking, and they can easily be duped, including, teachers and legislators and politicians, and in this case, the military. The British government announced it's imposing a ban on the export of this ADD 651 detector. It was concerned they could put the lives of our armed forces at risk. I'll say. They claimed the managing director of the company and who sell these things in a multi-million dollar deal said, well, people are making fun of us because the device does have a flimsy appearance. And he said, these detectors will pinpoint explosives the same way a dousing rod finds water. Uh-oh, dousing rods don't find water. What is this man saying? Maybe the little fairies on the tip of the rod fly into the package and determine if it's a bomb. That's as rational. We have been dealing with doubters for 10 years. One of the problems we have is that the machine does look a little primitive. A little primitive? It's a little aerial, like an old TV antenna mounted on a hinge. And then that's it. Then, of course, James Randi got involved, and, of course, he saw through it immediately. He challenged the guy to prove he's a million-dollar reward. Prove that this thing really works. And he, quote to the BBC, he said, the theory behind dowsing, the theory behind how we actually detect explosive is very similar. That is a big pile of horse toss, my friends. And it's quite remarkable because they've been selling these things for years. And there isn't anybody, not even a foot soldier who took chemistry class, who would say, how could this thing find explosive? This is preposterous. This is ridiculous. It's scary. This kind of stuff is scary. This is also scary. What do you think of this? Here's a 28-year-old former security guard, 12-month suspended prison sentence, registered sex offender. Why? He downloaded Simpsons cartoons, not made by the original cartoonist, but in pornographic poses, evidently. I have not seen the pictures. I have not seen the pictures of the Simpsons in sexually explicit positions. You know, this stuff floats around the internet. Well, is that child porn? Because the Simpsons, some of them are children. I don't know. How old are they? Do they ever mention their names in the program? I think this is a little over the top. Speaking of over the top and contemporary religion and spiritual practices in the world today, which continue to baffle most of us, Oprah guru breaks his silence. We've been waiting to hear from this guy, James Arthur Ray, the man behind the Sweat Lodge deaths. Three people died. And Oprah approves self-help guru, I'm reading here, granted the first interview since three people died. And if he wants people to think he's innocent, this is exactly the kind of interview he did not want to give. This is in New York Magazine, and it goes on and on and on, and you just got to shake your head. He stuck very closely to his script. He avoids giving any substantive answers, repeatedly refers to some shady-sounding white paper, and I don't know what he's talking about, and is told several times by his lawyers to not answer the questions, which is not what you hear from an innocent man who is trying to appear contrite. This is a Q&A from someone who is desperately trying to avoid prosecution. As to allegations that he said it was a good day to die, he said that the death was figurative and not literal. I guess that's a textbook definition of irony, huh? And what about all the vomit? Vomit everywhere? His response, when asked if he told participants that puking was good for them, he says, I may have mentioned that I had been told by many shamans that the body purges and there's only certain ways that it can purge. Obviously, you know, the bodily function. So there's only certain ways that things exit the body. Whew. Sounds to me like he said vomiting is totally cool. Totally all right. Anyway, we'll see. I mean, the stories of people who were there, which, of course, I can't present to you as facts, make me think this guy, I mean, Oprah ought to apologize. That's all. Oprah ought to start taking responsibilities for these creeps that she inflicts upon us. I mean, really, really dangerous people with bad ideas that she, I don't blame her, she's too busy being a star, but her producers, there's got to be somebody there with a college education who can discern these things. Or do they do it on purpose because they know it's good for ratings? Oh, that's a terrible thought. Speaking of contemporary religion and spiritual practices, it's evidently coming out that John Paul, late Pope, was into flagellating himself, to emulate Christ's suffering, signed a secret document that he would resign instead of ruling for life if he became incurably ill. Now, I don't understand self-flagellation. I don't understand it even with kids. I've tried so hard to try to put myself in their place in terms of what psychological mechanisms are playing out when a kid tries to cut themselves and avoid other pain in their life and focusing on the pain of the cutting as a way of calming their brain. So, but I just don't, quote, you know, get it. And testimony here from people in the late Pope's close entourage, when he was bishop in his native Poland after he was elected Pope, etc., that he was into mortification to feel closer to God. Now, without commenting, what kind of a God would want you to slash yourself to be closer to him? And I leave that to theologists. But nevertheless, taking a step back, pretending I'm an alien coming from another planet seems strange. Anyway, in the case of infirmity, he wrote a document here that he would want to be removed. Now, if he did that, that would be the first pontiff to do so since 1294, not the tradition. Okay, just when you thought you had nothing to worry about when you get on the scales, this is rearing its ugly head again. Normal weight obesity, we've talked about it, and it's gaining weight. Here's a study of 6,000 Americans who have normal body size, normal BMI. You got it? You're thin. I look at you. You're thin. Get on a scale. You're thin. But if you measure the percentage of body fat and you have too much, you are at an increased risk of future heart problems. Now, it's not completely far-fetched. It's just pretty early in terms of data gathering to freak out now every American. So my point is, if you're fat, you should be really freaking out about your health risks. If you're skinny, you should be really freaking out about your health risks. Translation, all Americans should be freaking out about their health risks as if we need to be more neurotic and freaked out than we already are. Now, it says here 30 million of you fall into this normal weight obesity category. The rest of you are obese, and so when you get right down to it, you still got to wonder why we live longer every year that goes by. And even though this is, you know, real research, it ain't the end all the be all. And it is, to me, just kind of strange. You want to know the normal fat percentages. They want you to be between 25 and 31% for women and 18% to 26% for men. That's acceptable. Here's something I'm not so happy with, but what are you going to do? The National Institutes of Health is changing their focus on research because money is tight. They want to focus more on potential immediate impacts. Translation, cure. I've told you before, so many, if not most of the cures we have today in medicine came about serendipitously or came about for basic biological research. Understanding how cells work, as opposed to looking for a cure, you know, to, you know, your bruised fetlock. We have to be clear. This is not an effort to derail basic science. Much of the work at NIH is basic science, looking at the function of cells and molecules and years away from ever benefiting patients. But without this kind of work, new drugs would never have been invented. What we want to do is connect the dots between basic and clinical science a little sooner. It's kind of an excuse. He says having a science-friendly boss may help, referring to Barack Obama's affinity for science as opposed to other administrations. I guess if money's tight, it's okay, but to me it's penny-wise and pound-foolish because as the head of the NIH himself says, you know, without the basic sciences, understanding how cells work, so many new things would never have been invented. And going after cures sometimes is, I don't know, like building the roof of a building first before the walls and the foundation. But I'll leave that up to those wiser than I am. And along the same lines here, a lot of concern about political turmoil and brain drain and waning interest transforming Russia from a nation that, listen, to those of you who lived through it, you learned to respect Russian science. That was a country that could hardly feed themselves, but boy, they put the first satellite into the in the air, launched the first living being into a orbit, right? I remember waking up that morning, a Sputnik. It was a shock. I was in high school. We were shocked. Russia? Here's a letter from 170 expatriate Russian scientists to Putin. Saying, well, other countries have increased their research outputs. Russia struggled to maintain its output and slipped backwards. Russian research accounts for 2.6% of the world's papers published in journals. For comparison, it's more than Brazil, 2.1% of the world's papers, Brazil, but less than India, 2.9% of the world's papers, and China with 8.4%. United States is the world leader and has displaced Germany is a top collaborator with Russian researchers. So scientific research is critical. You have no idea. You may think you don't need it, but look around you, your phone, your computer, your TV, your car, your airplanes, almost everything in your life is a result of science. And yet you would dare reject science when it comes to clear aspects of science in your health. Strange, strange, strange. Also in Russia here, 100 Russian Orthodox believers hospitalized after drinking holy water. I guess the holy water was contaminated. This makes a lot of sense to me. What about you? Simply switching the time of recess. Simple switch. Instead of having recess after lunch, the way it is in most schools, you have recess before lunch. And all of a sudden, surprising changes in the cafeteria and the classroom. Schools have tried, of course, that when children, schools that have tried it, they say that when kids play before lunch, there is less food wasted, higher consumption of fruit and vegetables, higher consumption of milk. Teachers saying there are fewer behavior problems. Kids are calmer after they've had recess first, right? Because normally, and they track nurses' visits and food waste, et cetera. Nurses' visits, by the way, dropped 40%, fewer tummy aches, fewer headaches. Other children have been rushing through lunch to get to the playground sooner, leaving their food uneaten. After the switch, the food waste declined. Kids are less likely to become hungry or feel sick later in the day. And to the surprise of officials, moving recess before lunch ended up adding 15 minutes of classroom instruction. I love simple, elegant solutions. And then you're hearing today from Guttmacher Institute, after a long decline, U.S. teen pregnancy rates and abortion rates are now on the rise again. And a separate study is just playing a role. Young women and teenage girls face efforts by male partners to sabotage birth control or coerce pregnancy. Everybody thinks when a teen gets pregnant, it's an accident. No, sorry. There are a lot of young women who want to get pregnant. And there are young men who do the same thing. Men will purposely damage condoms or destroy contraceptives. This is called reproductive coercion. And this study highlights an underrecognized phenomenon where male partners actively attempt to promote pregnancy against the will of their female partners. This is a survey of 16 to 29-year-old women who agreed to respond to a computerized survey about their experiences, relationships, and pregnancy. They asked some questions like, has someone you were dating and going out with ever told you not to use birth control or said he would leave you if you would not get pregnant? Whew. Complex, complex. All right, you know, I'll be sitting down for this one. Now, you know, you remember in the 60s, the posters, war is not good for children and other living things, right? Well, here's a fascinating report saying war may not be as bad as we think. What is that about? As I said, it's fascinating and it's serious. We'll do that later. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now and get five little things that can save your marriage free. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. Call now. 1-800-323-9846.
When was the last time you had a great night's sleep? This is Randy Mancini with Mancini Sleep World, inviting you to save big during our Best Buys mattress sale. For 40 years, we've been helping people sleep better. Come on in. We can do the same for you.
Well, I'm the kind of guy that needs 8 hours of sleep every night. Raising a family is tough, and the right mattress is important.
When I look for a mattress, what I'm looking for is comfort, quality, and affordability.
I no longer have the chronic back pain, and being free of aches and pains makes me feel years younger. Also, my husband and I have more energy to do the things we enjoy, like hiking, swimming, working out, and even dancing.
I'm a very active person. I play golf, I play tennis, I hit the gym. So when I get home, I want a nice mattress, let my muscles recharge so I can do it again tomorrow.
Mancini Sleep World, call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
That's the place to go.
A love hangover.
hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Duncan. How you doing, Duncan?
Feeling great. How are you today, Doctor?
Fine, sir.
Very good. Well, speaking of percentages of body fat and whatnot, Dr. Oz seems to have all these women on there. They register 50% body fat. Is that possible since we're 90% water or 96% water, something like that?
That's a very... the way you're asking the question is interesting. Let's think about it a little bit. If, let's say, 25%, let's take an easy number here, 25% body fat's considered acceptable for women. And so that's a quarter. So we need to double the percentage. Well, if you strip away the fat, take someone who's really fat, right? We're going to strip away all their fat and take them down to a normal percent body fat or even lower. You would probably see a pretty buff person under there. If I gave you an extra 100 pounds to carry around all day long, upstairs, downstairs, to the car, to the mall, etc., your muscles would develop, and you would develop a kind of fitness, wouldn't you? So let's take a normal, muscular, average-sized person. Let's let them be 150 pounds, but now they're going to weigh 300 pounds. Well, I could easily see that extra 100 pounds, 120 pounds of that is going to be fat, which means that 50% body fat would be possible. Now, water, there is water in fat tissue, certainly, and I guess it's distributed, so I would eliminate that. Your body depends where, you know, bone is less water than other kinds of tissue. And while we are mostly water, and a lot of that, of course, is blood, the water is not going to increase proportionately, I guess, as you add fat tissue. See, you still need more blood to service the fat tissue. So I guess I'm saying it's possible because I know there are people with it, and that would be the best explanation that I could come up with. All right, let's talk to Anant. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Doctor. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question about tick bites and Lyme disease. When we were camping a few years ago in Saratoga, Big Basin area, my wife had a tick bite, and the very next day I took her to the doctor, and the doctor saw her. He didn't give any antibiotics or anything, but currently she has, she feels fatigued and kind of memory loss. Of course, she has a thyroid problem also, but I was wondering if she should get tested for Lyme disease.
Yes. Well, did you have the tick with you when you went to the doctor?
I don't think so.
Yes, okay. Well, first of all, the odds of getting Lyme disease, like for every 100 or 1,000 tick bites there hardly would be but a few cases of Lyme disease. It's seasonal, it's a certain kind of tick, certain size. I mean, I could help you if I could look at the tick. The tick is deceivingly very, very small. That's the primary carrier of Lyme disease. It can't be... normally when a bug bites you, if you get your hands on the bug, you take the bug with you. There are certain classic signs of Lyme disease, like a bullseye rash. You get a red area where the bite happened, the clear area, and then red around that. Arthritis then can set in. And I would say anybody that gets symptoms after a tick bite, yes, I would get a blood test just to be sure. And there's just the odds are against her having it, but let's not be silly. The treatment would be antibiotics. And if the doctor had any suspicion, in other words, I don't know where, I mean, in that area, I just, don't know every little area in the United States what the risk is. We definitely have Lyme disease in California, but nothing like other places in the country. And in my experience, it, once again, isn't that common. If everybody got a tick bite, went to the ER, we'd overload it. How did you get the tick out? Did you pull it out or she pull it out?
Yeah, I think I pulled it with a, tweezers.
Yes, good. You did the right thing. You wanted this. Is all these things you hear about putting a cigarette against a tick or putting nail polish on it or alcohol to get the tick to back out are all the wrong things to do. That can make a tick vomit and may be more likely to infect you. You just grab it and you pull straight and firm. You don't twist. Don't do anything fancy. Listen, I have to guess. There's nothing more I can do. that, you know, she'll be fine. That's just statistics. But, you know, given the number of people listening to this program, it would be improper advice. I would, if it were my wife, I would get a blood test. Simple as that, all right? When I come back, we're going to talk about a report that you'll rebel against it. Is war as bad as we really think it is? All right? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. San Francisco is getting more than $170 million from federal money to help build the new Transbay Transit Terminal. President Obama's proposed federal spending freeze will apply only to a small part of the budget. The Congressional Budget Office says this year's deficit will be about the same as last year's, $1.4 trillion. And the latest data on the earthquake in Haiti show there have been 56 aftershocks of magnitude 4.5 or greater. 150,000 bodies are recovered. 70% of structures in the capital city are destroyed. 1,000 planes are waiting to land at the airport. The death toll is estimated now at 200,000. The weather, rainy today and tonight, partly sunny tomorrow. This is KGO.
When you want to talk to someone, you just pick up the phone and dial. But what if it weren't that easy? Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and I'm excited to tell you about the California Telephone Access Program, CTAP. If you or someone you know has trouble seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering, CTAP has specialized phones available at no cost to you. These phones flash for incoming calls, turn up the outgoing volume, have big buttons for easier viewing, remember numbers, and more. To learn more about this program, call CTAP at 800-806-1191. My mom had Alzheimer's disease, so I know what a difference these phones can make in keeping people connected to those we love. There's no cost, no obligation, age, or income requirement for this state program. To download your certification form, visit ddtp.org or call CTAP at 800-806-1191. The number again, 800-806-1191. Communicate your way.
If you have low water pressure at home, even leaky pipes under your slab, or you're getting scalded in the shower as someone flushes the toilet, you know what I'm going to say. You got to repipe your house. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. Hi, I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists. We've been repiping exclusively now for almost 20 years. We're the only company in the entire area that combines this experience to bring you a high-quality repipe at a very affordable price. In fact, many times we can repipe for half what a plumber would charge, and we even patch the walls so you don't have to. We provide 100% financing and 100% guarantee. Right now, we're including a free tankless water heater as part of our package. Plus, if you call in the next 30 minutes, you'll get a 20% discount on your entire job. Call 1-800-737-4746 and mention this ad. That's 800-737-4746. 800-737-4746.
Comcast presents The On-Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast triple play with On-Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast triple play with On-Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of on-demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids' shows. And now, you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop.
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hey, dude, do you know what the most extreme part about driving to Tahoe is? Putting on the snow chain.
Extreme!
Getting stuck behind a 4-mile-an-hour snowplow.
Extremely extreme.
Driving off the road. Extreme!
Extreme!
Or you can catch the new 1-hour flight to Mammoth Mountain from San Jose on Horizon Air and enjoy the biggest skiing, greatest snow, and best terrain in California. Fly, ski, and stay for $82 a day. This deal won't last. Call 800-MAMMOTH today. Restrictions apply. Visit mammothmountain.com/air.
Get the facts and join the millions who count on Advil for relief. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Ah!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, we got to treat this one very, very carefully. It's just that without accurate assessments and numbers and data, we fly blind in all things. And this particular paper by a Canadian-based project is sponsored by four European governments. And the headline and the details are important here, that wars are less deadly than they once were. And national mortality rates have continued to decline even during conflicts due to smaller scale fighting and better health care. One of the things that are challenging, and this is depressing to me, they dismissed a figure of 5.4 million people killed in wars in the Democratic Republic of Congo as far too high. They didn't offer an exact alternative figure, but they suggested the true toll could be about half of that. Oh no, only 2.5 million people? 2.5 million human beings. Let that sink in. When we think of the scale of huge tragedies, like 100,000, 200,000 people succumbing in an earthquake. And war is something we do to each other. So I don't get too excited about that. Oh no, 2.5 million. I mean, who's counting, right? Well, let's get into this. We believe the deadliness of war, the cost of war, the number of people getting killed per conflict per year has gone down. Since 2000, the average human conflict has killed 90% fewer people each year than in the 1950s. 2007, the average conflict killed fewer than 1,000 people as a direct result of violence, and there had been a 70% decline in number of high-intensity conflicts since the end of the Cold War. I mean, I think about the Cold War. I once said when I was a kid in the 60s, you know, that wasn't the atom bomb the greatest peacemaker that there was? After World War II, if there were no atomic weapons, don't you think the United States and the former Soviet Union would have gone at it in conventional ground warfare, and we would have been worse off? The most hardest thing to talk about, if there were no atom bomb, what would the war in Japan have been like? We had to invade the mainland of Japan. It is said that many, many more people would have died than in Hiroshima. That's kind of sounds sick, but, you know, if you're looking at bottom line numbers here, you got to deal with this stuff. Wars fought with huge armies, heavy weapons, and major power involvement have largely given way to low-level insurgencies, fought mostly by small, lightly armed rebel groups. 14 out of 18 sub-Saharan African countries that experienced medium to high conflict between 70 and 2007. The under-5 mortality rate was lower at the end of the conflict than at the beginning. In Congo, measles immunization coverage stood at 20% in 1998, the year the war started. By 2007, it was 80%. Now, what's their point in that? Well, oh, by the way, they acknowledge an exception here in Rwanda, where extremist Hutus killed some 800,000 Tutsis. And moderate Hutus in 94, 800,000. Sometimes I need to say something. Just imagine all those bodies piled up in one place. Give you a sense. The loss of humanity. Asked about the goal of the survey. All right, here's a bottom line. And this, I think, is positive. Was to emphasize the value of peacetime health campaigns and encourage the United Nations to compile an evidence base to judge what impact its peacekeeping operations were having. This was funded by Britain, Norway, Sweden, and Switzerland. And this is, you know, part of the kind of input you'd want into policymaking, but did not elaborate on the details. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk to Jack. How you doing, Jack?
Doc, how are you today?
Anyway, fine, sir.
My friend has told me last night that he was swimming in this water in open Oregon, and he's got ice floating around in the same creek that he's in. And he says, and when he gets out of the water, he feels cold, and his pants freeze up, his shirt freeze up. And then when he gets back into the water, he warms up again. Oh, he feels comfortable, let's put it that way. What is this a phenomenon possible, Doc?
Yes. Well, Jack, he's describing something that, you know, we do know. First, I'll throw a little neurological quirk to you. There's only one disease in the world that I know of where hot things feel cold and cold things feel hot. And this is not what this guy has, but it's due to something called ciguatera poisoning. It's a fish that It's a tropical fish that accumulates a toxin that makes your nervous system do things backwards. You touch an ice cube, it feels hot. Touch a flame, and it feels cold. In this particular case, I think the most likely explanation is that when you get out of the water, you have air currents. Air causes the water to evaporate and further lowers your temperature, because after all, this is how your body cools itself, by making sweat. The sweat evaporates, and when sweat evaporates, it absorbs the heat. So I think it's something that most people would understand in more more temperate climate. If you think about swimming pools in general, when you're in the pool and then you get out is when it's cold. I know a lot of you who, let's think of a good example. Well, hot tubs don't count because that water is so warm. But when you get out, it's a quick run to the bedroom, isn't it? So air is what causes evaporation and does it. So, yes, I believe them. Let's talk to... let's see here. Carol, how you doing, Carol?
I need to know if I should get rid of all my kitchen plasticware. I wash my glasses, my plastic glasses and dishes in the dishwasher, and I use in the microwave-safe plastic containers. But recently I read that you should not use any plastic whatsoever in the dishwasher or the microwave, that it causes breast cancer and leukemia and other maladies.
Right. You know, that is a gross exaggeration, if not a frank lie. The concern is one hardener that's been used in certain kinds of plastics that might have estrogenic proclivities. Nevertheless, even if it does, it's in such a tiny amount. I have never seen a study that proved to me that this causes cancer or anything like that. But what I have seen is the building of a huge wave of panic about it. So in other words, I would say, when I look at the literature, it is 200 or 300 to 1. I say the internet, I meant. 200 or 300 to 1 articles claiming this stuff will kill you throughout your plastics, to the one legitimate scientist who publishes data which says, you know, this may be not as bad as some people are claiming. We're in the middle of doing research. I would say if it says microwave safe, it's fine. I have plastic plates. When I put, you know, I do sometimes in the morning when I'm dealing with these kind of things, I say to myself, let me make a list of all the things that are most likely to kill me or get, you know, get me into trouble and things I need to worry about. So I make my little worry list in my head. And where would I put this on my worry list? And my worry list would be getting, you know, my car going off the side of the road and, you know, all kinds of other things that potentially will get us. I mean, we're not getting out of this alive, although I must say I meet a lot of people in the health movement who really think they're going to beat the system. You know, they just don't think they're going to die, because you can't go to the hospital and die of nothing, right? So I'm not ready to throw out my plastic. I would use, though, per manufacturer's instructions, if it says do not microwave in this, don't microwave in it. You know, that's pretty simple, but I wouldn't chuck it out yet. So if you have perfect health and you live in the, you know, on the top of a mountain where the air is perfect and the water is perfect and the food is perfect and you're growing your own food and it's organic and everything you've taken, you don't drive a car and you don't live within 100 miles of any urban center, et cetera, then maybe you could start thinking about this. And you get plenty of exercise and have clean thoughts and, you know, see, that's the list that I would make. So I don't worry about it for now, but give me the, you know, do give me the opportunity, which is the beauty of science, to change my mind and do an abrupt 180 anytime I want to based on the evidence. I don't see that evidence right now, but I see cause for more research. And I see cause for why research should be done, because some of the earlier data wasn't clear. But for now, I'm not freaking out on this. We've done this in the last 10 years 4 or 5 times. We have been on the verge of banning something. In some cases, we have banned it because of all the hype. And then we've gone back, finally taking the time, because good research takes time, and we have found these substances to be harmless. And that's embarrassing to me. To me, that's like executing an innocent man, right? In that case, the evidence must have been sloppy. We execute somebody and find out later they were innocent. So the same thing goes for science and health research. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Don't go anywhere.
Doing?
Testing my air duct O-ray gun.
Your air duct O-ray gun?
Yeah, here, shoot me and I'll shrink to a size small enough to climb inside and clean out our dirty air ducts.
I'm not going
to... You have allergies
to...
and asthma, don't you?
Yes, but Coit is coming to clean out our air ducts for 40% off.
40% off is quite a discount.
Yes.
I'll shrink myself then.
Curtis!
Woo! I'm 2 feet tall.
Curtis, I specifically called Coit because they're professionals with specially designed equipment to clean out the dust, dirt, pollen, and animal dander.
Yeah, we have cats.
Plus, clean air ducts will help us save on energy.
I'll be in and out before they get here. Oh, it's filthy in here.
If someone in your home suffers from allergies, asthma, or other respiratory problems, or you'd just like to save on energy costs, call the pros at 1-800-4-COIT. You'll get a money-back guarantee and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale.
How long will you stay small?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently not long enough.
I'm stuck. Call Coit.
Call 1-800-FORCOIT and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale. People you trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Fava, vice president. Together we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who've refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.5% APR with no closing costs or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.5% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 1/12/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's Honda Road with Tom Tolbert.
The big news for 2010? Big is old news. Big is out. Excess is embarrassing. Wastefulness? No way. Efficiency is in. Less is more. Small is the new big. And Honda is big on small.
At Honda, small has never been so big or so smart. Civic, Civic Hybrid, Fit, and Insight Hybrid. All big on economy, reliability, earth-friendliness, and pure driving fun. And right now, really big on savings, like a 2010 Civic lease for $159 a month.
A new Civic for $159 a month? That's big! I mean small.
See your Northern California Honda dealer today for a $159 a month Civic lease. Honda. Smart. For the dealer nearest you, visit shophonda.com. Lease a 2010 Civic VP Automatic Sedan through American Honda Finance for 36 months at $159 plus tax, $13.99 U.S. signing plus taxes and fees. No security deposit, 15 cents per mile over 36,000 at lease end. Available only to well-qualified buyers. Dealer prices and lease terms may vary. Offer ends 3/1/2010.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Riddell. I saw a TV program about lie detectors that where it was showing about them and how it can tell by your voice if you're telling the truth and a machine that and it does all these things. And I was wondering, how do these machines work and are they accurate?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. There is no machine that will tell if you're lying just from your voice. We like to have that. There is research on it, and some people do reveal that they're lying with their voice. But the lie detector, the polygraph test, the classic test, which, again, not admissible in court because it's just not perfect enough. That's all. You just can't make too many mistakes with that. Measures your breathing, skin resistance, pulse, just a whole bunch of things that normally happen when somebody lies. But there are legions of people who can beat the lie detector tests. Some by just training themselves, and some just have this uncanny ability just to lie right to your face and not have any physiologic responses. Now, maybe those people are, you know, the sociopaths among us. You know, in a sense, a person who's sociopathic is able to, you know, commit crimes and heinous deeds and not have that same moral repugnance that most of us would have in a situation like that, which in turn would lead towards us trying to protect ourselves or cover our tracks. So, yes, the lie detector, there's no such thing right now. We love it. We have people who can really do well. By the way, I'll finish that sentence. There are people who can really do well. Just human beings watching someone tell their story and know if they're lying. They're policemen. And I saw a survey once of cops, and they showed videotapes to different cops, and there were a couple of cops, you know, down at the precinct who were really, really good at it. They just had that instinct. And some of us are better than others. You know, you take the spectrum from a child who might have part of autistic spectrum disorder, who have no ability to pick up on, you know, the visual cues and verbal cues also that emanate from all human beings, and extend that range up to people who just seem to have a sixth sense and can tell when you're lying. So, but lie detectors are used. They're used in business. They're used in all kinds of situations as part of the evidence. And for the most part, they're accurate. But if they're not 100%, then in a way you could say, you know, what good are they? All right, let's talk to Janice. How you doing, Janice?
Thanks for taking my call. I've been taking the medicine Dilantin for, I'd say, 15 years. And due to medical insurance, I had to change insurance companies, and now they're saying that I have to take a generic drug. The doctor that I had before said, let's just not mess with it, don't get generic, and so I'm kind of wanting to know what you think.
Yes, well, Dilantin. Dilantin has had a generic form for, almost as long as I've been in medicine. So I wouldn't sweat it at all. I mean, there are some drugs that are so critical. Dilantin usually uses an anti-seizure agent. You may not want to fool around with it. But generic drugs have to go through very, very rigorous screening. And occasionally something slips through because the coating or the binding may be different or the absorption. So my usual advice is for medicines that are absolutely critical, the dosage absolutely critical, like heart medications, etc., go with your doctor. Your doctor's advice. Your doctor may have seen something at a meeting or found something that he just doesn't like in the generic forms. But in general, generic is just fine. The active ingredient is the same as in the real pill. Let's talk to Ginny. How you doing, Ginny?
I have a question, though, on your opinion about the laser treatment for toenail fungus that's been advertised recently.
Yes, you know something? Here, I was just going to do this in my monologue, and I just didn't get a chance for it. This is a piece from UC Berkeley, their wellness letter, and they tackle the whole deal about toenail fungus. And I'll just I'll quickly read you some of the stuff that they've said about it. I'm going to avoid all the topical medicines and oral medicines. The maker of a new device, the Pinpoint Foot Laser, claims it has a high success rate against the fungus, takes 20-30 minute session, $1,000 or more, light beam harmlessly passes through the nail, supposedly kills the fungus. Now, while it's been cleared by the FDA for some medical uses, it's not specifically cleared to treat toenail fungus. When the FDA clears a medical device, beware, because the criteria are not the same as for a medical device gets cleared if it's similar to anything else that's on the market for just about any reason. All right? So you cannot legally market it, according to this, for treating toenail fungus. There are no published clinical trials on its effectiveness. You want to be the first to try it in your block. It's fine. It's an off-label use. And I guess most skin doctors, infectious disease people, podiatrists that I see who talk about this say, let's wait a little bit for the evidence that it works. By the same token, you have the money and you want to give it a try. It might work. And so you'll be ahead of the curve. I don't know of any major side effects, but in terms of general publication, I would say I'd wait for better and more carefully done evidence. And now there's a whole bunch of them on the market, so it's getting very hard and confusing to determine this. So you're kind of on your own. See what your doctor wants. I'm Dr. Dinardell, 1-800-548-TALK.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit kgoradio.com.
If you're taking Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, don't forget why you started taking it in the first place. You spoke to your doctor about your cholesterol. And after considering your medical history and risk factors, your doctor recommended Lipitor. and it must have been for many good reasons. Lipitor has been shown to lower bad cholesterol 39 to 60% when diet and exercise are not enough. Average effect depends on dose, and Lipitor is backed by over 17 years of research. Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect. There is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. If you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com. Call 1-888-LIPITOR or see our ad in Cooking Light magazine.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now for the bonus round. Steve has two nickels and a penny. Sal has a quarter and three dimes. Who ordered the pasta?
Ramon?
Correct. If laughter is the best medicine, what's the second best medicine?
Baba Ganoush?
Correct. What are the two ways Netflix delivers movies?
Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail?
Correct! Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Rent as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix! See terms of use.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Carmen. How you doing, Carmen? Welcome to the program.
Fidel, thank you so much for taking my call. My question is this. I'm a 40-year-old woman with no health problems that I'm aware of, except that during the night, I frequently have to wake up to go to the restroom to urinate about every 2 hours or so. And my mother is an 80-year-old woman who is incontinent, and I'm just concerned that maybe there's a history, or I'm wondering if there's something I can do or something I should be concerned about.
Yeah, you're usually continent during the day, right? Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it, but there may be the beginning of something you need to pay attention to. Do you sense that you completely empty when you go? Do you urinate a lot, or is it just a little bit?
I feel like it's a lot, and sometimes it's not.
Yes, well, it shouldn't be a lot unless you're drinking too much after dinner. I usually advise women to not drink a lot of liquid with dinner, depending when dinner is, because, you know, a lot of women, if they get 15% of their bladder filled up, and then and they get urgency. That is urgency. You shouldn't have urgency till your bladder fills up more. It could be as simple as that. If this is a new occurrence, I would definitely do a urinalysis on you. Make sure you don't have a little bladder infection. That would be a very, very common cause of this. So I don't think this is a sign of incontinence. You maybe just drink a little bit too much. Maybe you have a little urgency, but your gynecologist, or really better, urologist, could answer all these questions for you. That's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
Hey, McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant. We make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $49.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
When I think about my dad, I'm scared for him. When my friends come over, I'm embarrassed because he smells like alcohol.
MPI Chemical Dependency Treatment Services has been helping families with drug and alcohol problems for over 20 years. You don't have to go it alone.
He missed my birthday for the third time in a row. When he finally did come home, he was drunk.
MPI works closely with families to tailor programs to each individual and encourages family support and participation.
Mom's scared of him. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Our dedicated staff of healthcare professionals and counselors in recovery understand. Come to MPI's free workshops every Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. Call us at 510-652-7000. That's 510-652-7000.
I cry in my room a lot because I miss my real dad.
MPI is a service of AltaBate Summit Medical Center, a Sutter Health affiliate.
It's Gil Gross Afternoon.